Good morning, this is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. Supporters hope the gun control bill named for Press Secretary Jim Brady, crippled in the Reagan assassination attempt, would be signed into law by Thanksgiving. But that won't happen. President Clinton says he's distressed. Brady's wife, Sarah, says she's determined.
The Brady bill will indeed become law. It's just a shame that more lives have to be lost before that becomes a reality.
Rob Armstrong explains how a bill that was considered a sure shot missed its mark.
For the second year in a row, the Senate failed to invoke cloture and cut off a Republican filibuster blocking the Brady bill, the handgun control bill that would require a five-day waiting period while police conduct background checks on prospective handgun buyers. The House passed the bill earlier this month, and a majority of the Senate favors the measure. But the Senate could not muster the 60 votes needed to cut off debate. Democrat Dale Bumpers of Arkansas accused the Senate of caving in to the National Rifle Association.
If somebody's mad, so he went and bought a gun and ventilated somebody all within an hour, 2 hours. And the people who filibuster say that's just fine. You know, Dwight Eisenhower said one time, the people of this nation are going to demand peace one of these days, and when they do, the politicians better get out of the way and let them have it.
Brady Bill supporters say they will bring it up again early next session, but they concede their disappointment that it will not be on the president's desk for his signature by Thanksgiving. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Late last night, the Senate killed an attempt by Alaska Republican Ted Stevens to stifle the NAFTA trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, clearing the way for expected Senate approval sometime today. A Senate colleague who would not allow his name to be used says Bob Packwood recently told him, "It looks like I may have to quit. I'm at the end of my rope." The Oregon Republican denies that he's resigning, but his lawyer admits Packwood is considering it. Packwood reportedly decided to resign in order to stop a Senate investigation into sexual misconduct charges, then changed his mind after receiving a federal subpoena. Administration sources say Packwood is the target of a criminal investigation involving allegations that he defended Japan's Mitsubishi Electric Company in return for a job offer to his former wife. Back in Portland, the Packwood case is a hot topic for the man in the street.
I don't like his actions. I don't like the way he's handling himself, and I think he ceased to be effective.
The cards are stacked against him. It's too bad they don't try him in court instead of trying him on the radio.
A Senate lawyer was expected to file suit yesterday demanding Packwood's personal diaries, but left the courthouse without putting in the necessary paperwork. With a flight attendant strike in its third day, getting home for the holidays is a nightmare for thousands of travelers who booked with American Airlines, even though pilots have decided not to join the walkout.
This is Dan Revive in Miami. Flight attendants on the picket line said they don't mind a bit that pilots are not joining their strike. Flight attendant Kimberly Schlom says the pilots are now part of strike strategy.
They will continue to basically drain a lot of income out of Americans' pockets because the aircraft will be empty. They will be still on salary, still getting paid their salary, and flying empty aircraft with just cargo.
An American Airlines spokeswoman here refused to estimate how much money the airline is losing in passenger revenue, but without giving precise figures, she said yesterday more passengers were carried than on the first day of the strike. The airline says new flight attendants are quickly being trained. Strikers are carrying picket signs that say, "Scabs will not be forgiven." Dan Revive, CBS News, Miami.
A former head of the Drug Enforcement Administration claims the CIA helped smuggle at least a ton of cocaine into this country in an effort to infiltrate Colombian drug rings. Judge Robert Bonner tells the CBS News broadcast 60 Minutes the operation, carried out in conjunction with Venezuela's National Guard, was illegal and done without the DEA's blessing. A CIA spokesman calls the incident regrettable but not illegal. Leaders attending the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum will get on a boat today and head off to an informal gathering in Puget Sound. Barry Bagnato takes a look at what President Clinton has and has not accomplished at the meeting.
Mr. Clinton has not won any commitments here for human rights improvements in China, despite pressing the issue with Chinese President Jiang Zemin. While protesters outside the meeting demanded that China get out of Tibet, inside, Mr. Clinton was told the issue of Tibetan independence is non-negotiable. His complaints about Chinese weapon sales were met with criticism of U.S. arms deals. Later, through a translator, Foreign Minister Chen Qichun made it clear China will not make human rights changes simply to retain its most favored nation trade status.
中国的立场是 We do not approve of the practice of linking things which have nothing to do with trade with trade issues.
Despite the setbacks, White House officials are proclaiming this summit a success, arguing that differences have been discussed and agreements reached, bringing these Pacific Rim trading partners closer together. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Seattle.
In the latest in a series of protests against boundary lines drawn by the UN, hundreds of Iraqis crossed into Kuwait today. The UN says they left after 90 minutes. There were no serious incidents. Testifying under oath, the political maestro who orchestrated Republican Christy Whitman's upset win in the New Jersey governor's race has denied an attempt to buy off black voters. Fred Fishkin of WCBS Radio has the story.
Ed Rollins says he told the truth when he said he lied. That's what Democratic lawyers were able to drag from the Republican campaign strategist after 7 hours behind closed doors. Rollins' attorney, Michael Carvin.
Nothing has changed since Ed Rollins' last public statement. His unfortunate remarks about campaign activities in the African-American community were not accurate, and he deeply regrets the false impression his initial statements created.
Why would Rollins lie about voter suppression? He says it was to play head games with his Democratic counterpart, James Carville. New Jersey Democratic Chairman Raymond Lesniak calls the explanation bizarre and unbelievable. Fred Fishkin for CBS News, Washington.
A border flap could hit San Diego merchants right where it hurts. KFMB's Gail Stewart reports.
Latino leaders in Tijuana and San Diego are angry over what they call the recent immigrant bashing by state and local leaders. This weekend, they plan on venting that anger through a peaceful economic boycott. Michael Schnorr with the Border Art Workshop says they're urging people not to cross the border this weekend, or if they do, not to buy anything in San Diego.
The idea is that this will send a message to our politicians that a two-day boycott has some economic impact.
Latino leaders are also upset over the proposed blockade of agents at the Tijuana border, similar to the one that has been successful in stopping illegal immigration in El Paso, Texas. Gail Stewart for CBS News, San Diego.
Former Sunday school teacher Dale Akiki has been acquitted of charges he raped and tortured 9 children between the ages of 3 and 4. Jurors in San Diego said there was no evidence except for the children's stories they called bizarre and unbelievable. A jury in San Jose, California, has awarded more than $2 million in damages to a woman who was fired after she announced her pregnancy. Former co-workers testified the boss had threatened to fire anyone who became pregnant because the company couldn't afford maternity leave. A company lawyer said he was only kidding. Former Major League Baseball umpire Steve Palermo is in stable condition after 10 hours of risky spinal surgery that could enable him to regain full use of his left leg, damaged in a 1991 shooting. He was shot trying to help 2 women who were being mugged. It's 10 past.